Hi, this is William Simmons, and you are listening to Medicare Stress Relief, my podcast based on my book of the same title. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about prescription drug formularies and then prescription drug pharmacies, briefly about each one. I've been on a series about the different aspects of prescription drug plans. The last several episodes, I talked about the different phases and attempted to give more detail about that. And the reason that I want to spend a lot of time on Part D or prescription drug plans is because that in many cases, prescriptions end up being a higher out-of-pocket cost on an annual basis than a lot of people, their medical cost every year. And so I'm wanting to hit that and help people understand all the different facets of prescription drug plans. And today I'm going to talk briefly about two different components. One are the formularies for a prescription drug plan. And a formulary is essentially the list of medications that a drug plan covers. Now, as you can imagine, a plan that has a $15 a month premium is going to have a different formulary than a plan that has $115 a month premium. Now, most likely, the lower cost plan is going to be focused more on generic medications and really encourage people to use generics in the lower cost, whereas a higher cost plan will most likely cover a larger number of brand names. They'll cover the generics as well, because all the plans want people to be in the lower cost medications. However, a higher cost plan usually covers a larger number of brand name medications. The one thing I will say is that all drug plans are required to cover at least two medications in every drug tier. So regardless of whether your plan is a low-cost plan or a high-cost plan, it is going to cover two medications in every drug category. So you're going to have a choice of medications on the plan. What I always tell people when we're looking at drug plans, we're looking for a plan that covers your medications at the lowest cost. It covers all your medications at the lowest cost. We also want to think about medications that perhaps you've been discussing with your doctor that maybe they're going to put you on or change you to at some point during that time. Those need to be factored in when you're looking at enrolling in a drug plan. Now, the majority of individuals can only change their drug plan during the annual enrollment period, which is October 15th through December the 7th. So that is something to remember, is that if you enroll in one plan this year, you know, for 2022, you will have an opportunity to make a change to that plan for 2023. So perhaps your medications are going to be changing and you may need a different plan, but every year I would encourage individuals who are on a Medicare supplement and they're using a standalone drug plan, it's a good idea to look at your plan. Now, around September, every individual enrolled in a prescription drug plan, a standalone plan, which just means the plan only covers medications, you're going to get a document called an annual notice of changes, and you need to pay attention to that document, because it will tell you if medications are going to be put in different tiers. You don't want to end up in a situation where you have a $40 copay in 2022, but in 2023, they're going to change the tier. Instead of a $40 copay, you'll have a $100 copay. Pay attention to that, because once you get out of that annual enrollment period, you will not be able to make a drug plan change. You will be in that plan from January 1st to December 31st. It's important to pay attention to the documents you receive from your prescription plan. Now, the second thing I'm going to talk about today are not formularies, but pharmacies. Usually, all of the prescription drug plans will have what we call preferred pharmacies and standard pharmacies. You will get a lower cost for your prescriptions if you use the preferred pharmacies on your plan instead of using the standard pharmacies. A standard pharmacy will have higher copays than a preferred pharmacy. Now, I know some individuals, they will choose to use a standard pharmacy because they feel very connected to the pharmacist or the pharmacy. They've been using it for years. But just know that you will get better pricing from a preferred pharmacy than a standard pharmacy. So that's all we're going to cover today. I think I have one more episode on Part D plans, and then we're going to wrap that up. This is William Simmons with Medicare Stress Relief. If you have questions about Medicare Part D plans, or any other benefits about Medicare, please contact my office. The number is 256-425-8614. Thank you for listening and have a great day.